Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Every time I hear that song, I tell you, I want to jump up and down and run around and jump over some benches and run through troops and leap over walls. Hallelujah. But I I got to keep my feet on the ground for a little while. Hallelujah. I let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, that's right. You tuned into the Sunday International Service, Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is your host, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mr. B.G. Bird, along with some the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Glory to God. And then we have, hallelujah, a dynamic, awesome, amazing sister of the Most High God, Pastor Peaches Bird. Are you there?
Hallelujah, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the mulberry trees. I hear the blessings of the Lord coming. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. I want to just tell you right now, if you haven't heard somebody say this to you this week, I want to let you know right now that God loves you and we love you too. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you go around thinking nobody loves you because you look here. Glory to God. I know Pastor Thrills and Pastor Maxine love you. I know that Pastor Peter love you. I know that Brother Earl Bird love you. Glory to God. And I know Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. We want fire for the Lord because we loving you. Hallelujah. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. But we thank you for being who you are. You blessed us by tuning into the service on today. You blessed us by even telling other folk about our service. I have so many calls about, I learned about you from so-and-so and so-and-so. Somebody called. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you because we're about blessing the people of God. Is that all right? We're about throwing out the line, the lifeline, and bringing somebody else who was drowning in the sea of this life and bringing them to a safety. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? If I can't get an amen, can I just rent one for a little while? We are ministering the reconciliation. Hallelujah. We want to bring everybody we can to be reconciled with God. Can I get another amen? I feel my head coming. I've got to behave myself. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, hallelujah. We thank God for, glory to God. I got to give this one before the pastor's corner. Hallelujah. A brother mentioned this, said his mother had glaucoma. And she was made blind because of glaucoma. And see, when you go blind from glaucoma, you're not supposed to go come back to being able to see. But glory to God, he said his mother started seeing again. And the doctors wanted to operate to see what happened. Of course, you know what she said, though, so right. I'm fine. God, don't cut on me now. I'm doing fine. Glory to God. See, I got another doctor. Hallelujah. He's not a practicing physician. He's not just trying out stuff. He is Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. And he did the operation without a scalpel. What do you call it? What do you call it? A scalpel? Well, I don't know. He did the operation without cutting and slicing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for that testimony. You know, I thank God for all the testimonies that are coming in. Glory to God. If we could give all the testimonies of everybody, we wouldn't have time to do everything we're supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. So we thank God for it, but keep them coming. If you got a testimony, you either call us at 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152 after the broadcast and leave your testimony, hallelujah, on the voicemail. Hallelujah, glory to God. Or you can send it in writing, hallelujah, to RYMM. That's Renewing Your Mind Ministries. Hallelujah, glory to God. Post Office Box 24, 554. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. I want you to know how we love, glory to God, we love to hear about your testimonies. Come on now. Because you know what I found out? Well, the word of God said, we're overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. Hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah, glory to God, will get a faith extender when they hear that you done gone through the same thing they now going through, and you came out on the other side with victory. Come on now. Can I get an amen now? If I can't buy another amen, can I rent one for just a little while? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for all y'all that's tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sterling Blackwell and Barry and David and Reggie and Scooter and Alan, hallelujah, and Donya, hallelujah, and Tiffany, hallelujah, and Ronald Harris and Angie Harris and Yvette Harris, that's right, Mother Harris, come on now, I'm going to get it right, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Overseer Norman Nevins. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice. Yvonne. Hallelujah. Cynthia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another Cynthia. A prophet Cynthia. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Stephanie. Rachel. Glory to God. Raymond Banks. God bless you. Bob and Lil Smith up in Boston, Massachusetts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jeffrey and Maria over there in North Hollywood, California. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Mother Boopy down there in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And Dorothy and glory to God. In Tarboro, North Carolina, hallelujah, and glory to God, glory to God, Dominique and Reggie down there in North Carolina somewhere, hallelujah, glory to God, I thank God for all of you, glory to God, hallelujah, Pastor Viola, Pastor, hallelujah, Pastor Lewis over there in Woodlawn, Maryland, and Deaconess Elect, hallelujah, hallelujah, Tanya, hallelujah, over there in Ellicott City, Maryland, and Evangelist Danielle over there in Columbia, Maryland. Maryland. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Boy, we got some folks all over the world. Watch out now. Thank God. We thank God for all of you that tuned in. Hallelujah. Damon and Dion and Joan and Lil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Robin Stewart, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jasmine, God bless you. Another Jasmine, God bless you. Josephine Berea, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shanti Rabasoon, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, we getting folks from all over the place. Come on now. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Sheila from Justice, God bless you, baby. Hallelujah. I know you're going through, but guess what? God loves you, and we love you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Karen, hallelujah. Karen Harmon and Bishop Harmon over there on the Eastern Shore. God bless you. Bishop Carl Pierce in Baltimore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. We thank you that tuned in. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, can you give the housekeeping suggestions, if you would? Hallelujah.
Yes, cut all the family into the room. Hallelujah. Put the phone on loudspeaker so everybody can hear the word of God. Bring your Bibles. Bring your composition notebooks. Hallelujah. Your pencil and your paper. Whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. So you'll be able to refer back to your scriptures later on in the week, and you'll be able to take notes today. Hallelujah. Whatever God imparts into your heart while you're listening to the scriptures, you'll be able to write it down. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements. Get your wafer, your cracker, your toast, your juice, your water, whatever you're going to use for your communion. Bring them all and get everything, assemble everything right now. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I saw some of you throwing up your hands and some of you were marching around the room, your kitchen, hallelujah. Some of you jumped out of your bed and started, put your slippers on, you was marching around the room. Well, that's all right. We can praise the Lord no matter where we are. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, without any further ado, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to present to some and introduce to others none other than the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. The floor is yours. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good to be back on this week. Amen. With Dr. Burns. Amen. And thank God for all what God is doing and the beautiful testimonies that are coming in, how God is healing and delivering and saving the people. Amen. Praise God that needs to be saved and delivering those that need to be delivered from sickness and disease and touching, praise God, the minds of his people. Praise God. We're just so grateful. We're just so thankful for what all God is doing. And we're thanking God for the pastor's corner. Amen. Hallelujah. We give glory and we give praise unto God for all what he is bringing forth through the word of God to touch the hearts and lives of the ministers and of the laymen that take out time to listen, amen, and to hear the word of the Lord through the pastor's corner, and then stay on the line to listen at Dr. Bird's, amen, because the word is so rich and it's so powerful, and we are, praise God, just so thankful that God loves us so much that he sends his word to heal us and to set us free. Praise God. We thank God on today, amen, as we were meditating on the Lord, asking God, what should we say on today? Hallelujah. The word of the Lord that came unto me, amen, praise God, was valley. Amen, praise God, valley. And so I began to search the scriptures about valley. Amen. Praise God. I want everybody to turn to it. It's a familiar scripture. Amen. Praise God. But let's go to Psalms 23. Psalms 23.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. The word of the Lord says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Yes.
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Hallelujah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now let's go back to the fourth verse where it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Father, we thank you for insight. We thank you for direction. We thank you, Lord, for revelation, O God, of your word. And we thank you, Father, because your word, Father, lifts us up and builds us up, Father God, that we can go through the next step that you want us to go through. We just thank you for this in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to talk a little bit today about what does the Bible say about valleys. Amen. Hallelujah. Every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low.
Yes.
The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain. Amen. Praise God. I want you to remember that every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low.
Yes.
The uneven ground shall become leveled and the rough places a plain. Amen.
Yes.
And in this words that I just spoken to you, amen, every valley shall be lifted up. It's letting us know that although we go through the valley, we're going to be lifted up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's not going to last always. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What does the valley symbolize, hallelujah, in the Bible? Valleys are the times when life is going along smoothly or even when our lives are filled with sin. Amen? Hallelujah. It is a time in our life, hallelujah, that all of us, I don't care who you are, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a sinner man, amen, you are going to go through a valley. Amen. You are going to go through some things. Amen. The Bible referenced seven great valleys. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to go into that for the sake of time. Amen. But what does the scripture say about the valley? Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. So you are with me. Amen. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And we saw and we read about that in Psalms 23:4. Your valley might be a valley of sickness. Your valley might be a valley of divorce. Your valley might be a valley of going through with your mind. Amen. Your valley might be going through things in your life financially that has came upon you and you don't have the money to pay your bills. Whatever valley you are going through, the scripture in Psalms 23 lets us know that God is with us. Amen.
Yes.
He is going through that valley with you, amen, hallelujah. And he is raising up a standard against that valley, amen. He's going to lift you up, and he's going to bring you up into, hallelujah, a high place. What does, amen, a valley represent to you? The valley is commonly a symbol, amen, and life. We don't, a lot of times when we in a valley, we don't look at it that way. But it's a valley of fertility and life. It evokes images of cultivation. And in, you know, in Chinese symbols, it's in the valley, amen, hallelujah, is the yin. Shaolin state. While the yang is in the sun mountain, they are representative, the low and the high. Excuse me. Amen. The enemy don't want me to get this out, but I'm going to get it out anyhow.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless the word, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Valleys, your valley experience are precious times and seasons God would use for his purpose. You remember that. The valleys that you are going through, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, whether it's financially, amen. Whatever valley that you are going through, it's precious times and seasons God will use for his purpose.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And this will be used in the future. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you will allow him and trust him, hallelujah, he will use it, amen, for his purpose, amen. You will be quietly coined and stand for new vision and assignment. You know, sometimes we have to go through the valley in order for us to really get the vision that God wants us to walk in at a time. Maybe your ministry, amen, that God wants you to move in is the ministry of healing, amen. You are moving in the ministry of finances. God will pull you back a lot of times and cause an affliction to come or allow an affliction to come that will direct you to that healing ministry. Amen?
Hallelujah.
God will allow, amen, you to go through a time of financial pressure, hallelujah, to equip you and how to be a blessing to someone else that is having a battle in finances. Amen? So whatever, praise God, amen, your valley is, remember that that valley that you're going through, hallelujah, will be turned around for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. His purpose in the near future, amen, if you will allow him and trust his good heart. See, God has a good heart towards us. He has a good heart towards people, amen. He has a good heart, amen. And he wants all of us, amen, hallelujah, to be healed and set free from the hand of the enemy, whether it's spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, amen. Hallelujah. His purpose is to heal and to deliver us. Hallelujah. Trusting in the character of the Lord when you go through your valley experience and knowing that he is with you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean to walk in the valley of the shadow of death? Ask yourself. Amen. It's a symbolic description of the world. Amen. Praise God. Meaning you walking, amen, in this darkness and this death at the time. Amen.
Amen.
But it's not going to be there always. Hallelujah. Valleys on this earth, one must walk through. That is part of the human experience. All of us are going to walk through. None of us will escape valleys. Amen.
Amen.
We will go through the valley. We will go up on the mountaintop. We will go through a valley. We will go on a mountaintop. None of us, amen, will be escaped from it. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord in Ezekiel 37, amen. And I'm going to go through this, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Ezekiel 37, it says, what is the valley name, hallelujah, of the valley in Ezekiel 37? It was the vision of the valley of dry bones, hallelujah. The vision of the valley of dry bones, amen. God will place a vision in our hearts, amen. Hallelujah. And when he places it in our hearts, glory be to God, a lot of times, amen, we say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, praise God, go forth in that. I'm not equipped to do that, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But God showed, amen, hallelujah, his son, the prophet Ezekiel, amen, a vision, amen, hallelujah, in the book of 37, hallelujah, of the dry bones. And who was he talking about? He was talking about the children of Israel, amen. And when we, as Gentiles, amen, we are, praise God, have been engrafted or adopted, amen, praise God. And we also, praise God, are dry bones. We also are children, amen, praise God, that God has to wake up and revive, amen, praise God. We also are children that God is talking to, amen. I'm going to just read a little bit of this. The first verse says, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Whose hand? God's hand was upon him and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Amen. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. What is God saying? There were many dry bones. Who are the dry bones? The dry bones are people. Amen. Praise God. And God, hallelujah, set Ezekiel in the midst of dry bones. Amen. In the midst of the people that were in the valley of the shadow of death. When you think about bones, amen, you think about people that have died, amen. You think about the grave site, amen. You think about funerals, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. You think about people that will not be able to do anything on this earth again, amen, praise God, because they're nothing but bones, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And here we see, amen, in the scripture where God set Ezekiel, amen, in the midst of the dry bones. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And this is what God is saying unto us, amen. He done set us in the midst. I don't know the type of all types of ministries that God has placed in your heart. But he has set you in the midst of dry bones, amen. And he is saying these, can these bones live? Can your ministry live to do the work that I've called you into? Can your ministry, amen, bring, amen, my people alive? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. You see, God knows all things. He knows what you are capable of doing. He knows who you can touch their hearts with his word. And so he's going to place that ministry in you and place you in the dry bones. Maybe God has given you a ministry to minister to drug addicts, to alcoholics, amen. Maybe has given you a ministry to go to the hospitals, to go to the nursing home. Maybe has given you a ministry to go into Africa, into China, amen. Maybe has given you a ministry just to stay here in the United States, amen. But at whatever ministry it is, it's going to minister unto the people because he's placed you in the dry bones, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we see here, amen, again, he said unto Ezekiel, prophesy upon these bones. What did he tell Ezekiel? He said to speak to these bones.
Yes.
Just don't just stand there and watch these bones dead and not alive. He said, speak to these bones. Amen. Praise God. And say unto them, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. What are these bones supposed to hear? The word of the Lord. Not your words.
Hallelujah.
But the words of the Lord, amen. Not you saying, oh, I mean, he's a dope addict, or she's an alcoholic, oh, she's sick, and oh, I feel so sorry in my heart that she said. God said, no, stop that. Speak my word.
Amen.
Prophesy unto those dry bones.
Yes.
And let those dry bones hear the word of the Lord, amen. Praise God. And thus saith the Lord, he said, God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Yes.
What is he going to do? He's going to speak the breath of life.
Yes.
He's going to give them life. He's going to let them live, amen, hallelujah. He's going to bring them forth, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But what do we have to do? We have to speak the word of life. Amen. I don't care what people say. Only God can give life. Hallelujah. Our words that we speak out of our mouth, if it's not God's word, it's not going to bring life. Hallelujah. And God spoke to Ezekiel, and he said, speak my word, amen. Hallelujah. And as Ezekiel spoke the word, in the sixth verse it says, and I will lay sinews upon you and will bring you flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Israel will know that I am the Lord. The sinner man, amen, will know that he is the Lord, amen. That one that is sick and afflicted in their body will know that he is the Lord, because his word said he's going to put flesh on them. He's going to cover their skin, amen. You know, it's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Hallelujah. All we got to do is trust him. Amen. And to believe in his word. Amen.
Yes.
So Ezekiel, he said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shakening. And the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Amen.
Hallelujah.
As he was obedient. Amen. You know, I thank God for the obedience of Dr. Bird.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because and praise God, as they being obedient to him, amen, praise God, a noise is going out, hallelujah, praise God, and a shakening, amen, is going out, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and the bones are coming together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bone to his bone. Hallelujah. Flesh to his flesh. Hallelujah. Life is coming into the body of Christ. Life is coming into the sinner man. Healing is coming into the vessels as, amen, we prophesy and we go forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Then said he unto me,
hallelujah,
prophesy unto the wind.
Hallelujah.
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God. We are prophesying to the wind, going over the TV, going over the television, amen, going over the phones, hallelujah, going over the radios, amen. We are prophesying to the wind. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. You see, they can't live unless you prophesy. That's why God said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He said, go. He didn't say stand in the midst of the dry bones. He didn't say sit in the midst of the dry bones. He didn't say walk in the midst. He said, go. Go tell them. Go tell them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go in that valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. And bring them forth. Amen. That's what he said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Ezekiel prophesied as God commanded him, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. You see, we will stand up as a great army. Hallelujah. Oh, because, see, Jesus is coming back for his church. Hallelujah. He's coming back for his children. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. You see, that's what Israel said. But that's not what God said. Amen. Therefore, he set Ezekiel to prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord thou God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, hallelujah, and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. What is the land of Israel? Amen. That promised land that God has promised them to us. Amen. He's going to bring us into Jerusalem. He's going to give us the new earth. He's going to give us the new heaven. He's going to give us the streets that are paved with gold. Amen. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up of your graves, and ye and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Mm. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on. God wants us. Amen. Don't be fearful of going through the valley of the dry bones. Hallelujah. For you should fear no evil. Hallelujah. God is with you. Amen. And we have to be, amen, the children of God to catch a hold of the vision that God has given us and prophesy to these dry bones that he can use us to be one of the piece of the puzzle. Hallelujah. To put it all together so he can come and get his church. God bless you. I pray that you got something out of this message on today and you will take a hold of it and you will run with it and you will go forth, hallelujah, out of the dry bones and do the will of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, Dr. Bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your will be done, Father. Your perfect will be done, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your will be done, Father. God, we pray and we continue to join with the birds, Father God. We call them from the east and from the west and from the north. And from the south, God, we refuse to quit, God. Lord God, you didn't call us to quit. You to stop praying for the lost, God. Lord, there was others that prayed for us and birthed us into the kingdom, God, because they refused to give up, Father God. We weren't walking, but they weren't walking by sight. They were walking by faith in your word, Lord. Can these bones live? Some of those bones of fathers and mothers and sisters, glory to God, co-workers, God, hallelujah. And the list goes on. And God was always looking for a man and a woman that was willing to humble themselves and seek the face of God and stop complaining and finding faults with the mama and the daddy and this person, that person. As long as there's a devil in this earth and we're on this earth, there's always going to be, glory to God, people that's going to need you and I, brothers and sisters out there. Do you hear me? Glory to God. And like the birds, amen, to humble themselves and get on their knees. Glory to God. You can walk the floor if you want. You can lay down. Amen. But humbling the part of reference is humbling ourselves to seek God's face on the behalf of the fathers and the mothers. They don't know about praying and intercession. Glory to God and confessing God's word. They bound by Satan. How you expect a sinner, glory to God, to get himself out of the tanglement of bondage that he's in, glory to God. It takes you and I, brothers and sisters, it takes men and women of God like the birds, glory to God, that will not humble themselves and seek the face of God and glory to God and push their plates back at time and turn, glory to God, from the sinner and turn toward God and say, Father God, they're in bondage, and if we don't do what you tell us to do, many of them are going to hell. And I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus, we won't give up, glory to God. We're going to keep praying for the fathers. We're going to keep praying for the mothers. We're going to keep praying for the sisters and the brothers, glory to God. We're going to keep praying with the bound and the drug addict, glory to God. We're going to keep lifting them up before the throne of the Most High God. And we believe God, like the birds, glory to God, that change is coming to their life, just like change came to our lives, glory to God. Somebody had to pray for us. They had us on their mind. That might have been Mama, glory. We know Mama prayed, but there was more people than Mama praying for us, glory to God, more than fathers praying. Amen. So we had to get our focus and keep our focus on seeking the face of God and praying for the lost and stop making excuses why you shouldn't pray for them. Amen. Glory to God. God didn't make excuses over you. God didn't give up on us. Jesus did not give up on us. For world. God so loved the world that he did. That's a lot of love, brothers and sisters. Amen. That he was willing, his son said, Daddy, I'll go down. Amen. They owe the debt, they can't pay, but he said, I'll be willing to go down, son. I'll be willing to go down, Father, and pay the debt. Amen. Glory to God that I didn't know. I'll pay it on their behalf. And that's what God is telling us, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Stop complaining and continue to pray and seek the face of God for your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother. Amen. The co-workers and stuff. Amen. Just keep your focus, amen. Don't give up on your sister. Don't give up on that brother, that sister. Amen, that neighbor, whoever. Don't give up. Hold fast to the word of God. And change is going to continue to come. Amen. Glory to God. We turn this back over to the birds. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I feel the spirit of the Lord moving right now. There's somebody that tuned into this service today that don't know God in the pardoning of their sins, oh God. Hallelujah. I feel it in my bones right now. And we want to extend right now, hallelujah, that prayer, hallelujah, prayer of salvation. Pastor Yodas or Pastor Maxine, either one of you can do it. The prayer of salvation. Walk them into the kingdom right now. Walk them into the light right now. Walk them into the salvation of the Lord right now in Jesus' name.
I want you to say, those of you out there that's tuning in this broadcast, it's not by accident. Glory to God. You might say, well, I just thought I'd listen to it. Well, let me tell you, God set you up like he did us. Glory to God. Amen. Because this might have been your last chance to give your heart to God. So I want you to say this. And I want you to say this. Say, Father God. Now, also, Dr. Bird, I feel to put this out word out too. And that is, brothers and sisters, listen to this broadcast. A lot of them, they know they're not living right. You know you haven't been living right. Glory to God. And you know your heart. It's not right with God right now. I want you to get your heart right. And if you want to, you can get on your knees. Matter of fact, right now, I'm on my knees. If you want to know the truth, glory to God. And if you want to get on your knees, you can get on your knees, glory to God. Put your car on the side, glory to God. Amen. Lay down on the floor, whatever you want to do. And I want you to say this word, repeat after. Mrs. Lee and I say, Father in Jesus' name.
Father in Jesus' name.
I confess my sin.
I confess my sin.
Before you.
Before you.
I have sinned.
I have sinned.
And come short of the glory of God.
Come short of the glory of God.
Your salvation.
Your salvation.
And I repent of my sin.
And I repent of my sin.
And I thank you for forgiving me.
And I thank you for forgiving me.
And I thank you for sending your son, Jesus.
And I thank you for sending your son, Jesus.
Who was willing to come and pay a debt for me.
Who was willing to come and pay a debt for me.
That he did not owe.
That he did not owe.
Glory to God, and I receive that salvation today.
And I receive that salvation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Come on, let everybody hear you in heaven. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory. And there are those of you that out there that have bondages. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation. Glory to God. We speak turnaround in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, alcohol, spirit out. You go out of their life now. Glory to God. Sickness and disease, go right now. In the name of Jesus, turmoil and backbiting, busybody, schism, and it go right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command, we command by the power and the authority of God invested in us, joining hands with the birds, and we command you to be free. And as the Spirit of God has seen you free indeed. Glory to God. We command you to be free. We thank you now. Glory to God. There's people out there right now. Glory to God. God wants to fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we say, be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of God. Now open your mouth and just let your tongue go. God, Dr. Bird and Mrs. Bird is filling people with the Holy Ghost right now. Right now. Fill. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Pray in the spirit, glory to God. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Fill with the Holy Ghost. God, in the spirit realm, I see people, glory to God, hundreds and thousands of them, being filled with the Holy Ghost, like, be filled filled to overflowing, glory to God. Your life will never be the same in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for filling. And also, God, we release the anointing, God, to heal. God, we command the sick to leave, the sickness to leave you. We command tumors and ulcers, glory to God, and different kinds of diseases, glory to God. We command you to be free of those diseases. We command you to be free of that sickness. We command you to be free, glory to God, of blindness. We command you even legs and limbs and arms, glory to God. We command creative miracles, glory to God. We send to you, open up and believe it, receive it by faith. Glory to God, command the arm of that man and that woman to come up right now. The legs come up. Oh, yes. The anointing is flowing. It's not by the power of the leaves, the power of the birds. We have no such power. It's by the power of the Holy Ghost. Just receive it. Just lift your hands, glory to God, whatever the miracle is, whatever the healing is, glory to God, and give God the glory, glory to God. And I want some of you to continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. It's getting real good to you. I see many of you. Oh, yes, Lord, I see many. Yes, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is filling hundreds and thousands of people right now by the Spirit of the living God. God is healing, and miracles and signs and wonders are taking place. It's not by man's might. It's not by man's power, but it's by God, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is doing this thing for you. Not a man and not a woman, glory to God. Not a people, not a church, but by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, because you're open up to receive the word of God. And God has saved you. He has healed you. He has given you creative miracles. And you call back. You let the birds know what God did for you. Amen. He filled you with the Holy Ghost. Say, I speak in tongues. Glory to God. If he healed you and your body, if you had cancer or tumors, amen, if you were blind, if you were sick, if you were mentally going through the range or whatever it was, amen, call back and tell them. Give them your testimony so he can let the viewers know next week. Glory to God. Amen. That will listen to the broadcast. It's by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. It's not a man's power. It's not a man. It's by the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord God, heaven. Oh, yes, the glory of the Lord is on. The glory of the Lord. I see him, God. Just see this still. Yes, yes. Now, yes, right, yes, yes, yes. Oh, filling with the Holy Ghost. Oh, legs have come up. Glory to God. Kidney patients is healed. Oh, glory to God. Let the doctor pronounce you well. Glory to God. Amen. God do it. He do it right. Let the doctor tell you that they're healed. Glory to God. Amen. The tumors have left it. I don't know what happened. I don't know where you went. I don't know who you saw. And you'll be able to tell him it wasn't by man's might. We thank God for your doctor. Amen. Man's power. But it was by the power of God. It was by his power, his power. And we give him the glory. We thank you, doctor. Amen, for your knowledge and wisdom and everything you learned. And I thank you also. I thank you, glory to God. But we give God the glory. And God gets the honor. And God gets the majesty. God is doing it. Heal. Delivered, filled with the Holy Ghost, glory to God, free, glory to God. People that have been having mind with oppression, obsession, oppression, depression, God has healed countless of hundreds and maybe thousands of you, amen, that's listening to this broadcast. Glory to God, God is healing, and God is delivering, and God is setting you free by the power of the living God. I keep hearing God say that every time. I'm going to turn it back to Dr. Bird, and I am. Amen, it's not by man's mind, not by man's power, but it's by the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. And you let the birds know how much you appreciate them coming on the air. Amen. These are humble people. These are men and women of God. I'm talking about the birds. Amen. And write them. Write them. Let them know. Amen. Glory to God. Send them a card. Whatever you want to do. And tell them. Give them your testimony. I was tuned into the broadcast. I had this. And I was going with that. And the doctor said this. And I and so forth. And I listened to the broadcast on Sunday. And the power of God healed me. God, heal me. God, give me a creative miracle. God, amen, did this for me. Open my blind eyes. Amen. The beam, the spirit of oppression had to leave me. I haven't thought this way in years. I can't make a decision for months, some of you, or years. But now you're saying, look at me now. I can talk. I can carry a conversation. I can tell you my name. I can tell you my address and so forth and so on. Again, I keep carrying God. Not by might, not by power, but it's by his spirit. Amen. So you call the Dr. Birds, amen, and let them know how much you appreciate this broadcast. Amen, because they're people of the word. They're people of prayer. Amen. They're people of power, and they're people of great compassion. They love you. Glory to God. Dr. Bird.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. I mean, people are being healed right now. Sister George Houston and Tavon and Maurice and another Tavon. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. We bless God for Sister Julia and Julius and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Dominique and Desiree and Monica. Hallelujah. Justin, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, Regina Bruce, Kaya, Yabu Kushe Kede, Haya the Bokoya, Jasmine, Booty Shake, Margaret Pearson, Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret Brown, hallelujah, glory to God, Dorothy Warsaw, again, Margaret Pearson, Yada Bokoya, how your grandchildren, hallelujah, Ruby Smith, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your son and your daughter, heal right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23-30. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for it. We ask that you bless them, anoint, and sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Your word say examine yourselves, and we do just that, and we comprehend. We will fully understand. We are aware, hallelujah, of what your body and blood has done to us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we heal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, glory to God. Hallelujah. You wash our sins with your own blood. Hey, mama. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. And Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. Oh, we thank you for your blood today, oh God. Now your word say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless thee God the Lord. That's what that means. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word gonna do what it's set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. He took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that your word says in Luke 4:18, in Isaiah 61:1-3, hallelujah, glory to God, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, and you want to do it now. You said this is acceptable year. This is acceptable time. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, intracranial system, hallelujah, the genital system, integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world. We underscore, we highlight the miracles that have already taken place and those that are happening right now as we partake of Holy Communion, oh God. We thank you for your healing right now. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, hallelujah, it says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children, hallelujah. And then Psalms 89:34, you said, Lord, hallelujah, you keep covenant, and what you say out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. So we stand on your word today, oh God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Psalms 138:2, we stand on your word today. We thank you, Lord, for our healing today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He declared, this is a new testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is a new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on our homes. Hallelujah. The doorposts and lintels of our homes, oh God. How Exodus, glory to God. Exodus 12:13. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means of the world, shall come upon you, overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil. Hallelujah. Reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. We cancel every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tied. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood apply. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Then to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah. Glory to God. Our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17.
Yes.
2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And Father God, we dispatch our angels right now to minister to us and our families right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We dispatch the war angels to war on our behalf. We dispatch the ministering angels to go forth to the north, east, south, and west and bring your prosperity, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial prosperity to us right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that the harvest of every good seed sown by ourselves and our families throughout the ages, throughout the years, are coming to us right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My Yadaboya. I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I season it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save and fill with your Holy Ghost. And we thank you for what you've done already, for the healings that have taken place already. Hallelujah. For the salvation that already has been extended to those who have come to you today in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today. And Satan, we say, if you notice now, you defeated already, so we bind you in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. Get out of here. We evict you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For a little while, just for a little while. Hallelujah. We're going to speak on the subject. The power of the sealer moment. I need you to tell somebody. The power of the sealer moment. Hallelujah. I'll tell somebody else. The subject of today's message is the power of the sealer moment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, are you still there?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Can you read some scriptures for me? Hallelujah. Read those scriptures so that y'all can write them down. Hallelujah.
Galatians 6, 9. Psalms 30, verse 5. Isaiah 6, verses 3 and 4. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Romans 15, verse 13.
Hallelujah. And I want to add two more scriptures. That's Isaiah 40, verse 31. Hallelujah. And Matthew's chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Hallelujah. God bless you. The power of the sealed moment. Now, the entire world has been mired in a sealed moment. Because some people look at it as that. Other people look at it as a blessing. So how can this pandemic be a blessing? Now, some folk, there's still debate on what sealer means in the Christian world. But one seemingly universal meaning is to pause and think about it. And so there is power in pausing and to think about where you are. Because sometimes we're riding down the road of life and we miss a turn. Or we make a turn on the wrong road. Or we on the train track. We are trained, and our train has become derailed. Well, there needs to be a time where you examine yourself. You know, that's familiar, isn't it? 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, 20, you're starting the 23rd verse to the 30. Examine yourself. This time, a whole year, God, he really means this stuff because we get close to the end. Y'all don't understand. You had time to examine where you are in this world, where you are in Christ, where you are as far as your relationship with your family, your job, your ministry. You had time to examine yourself. Because it's important for you to understand where you are. That's why the Word of God says in another scripture, Psalms 119, verse 105. I've said this many times, that the Word of God is a lamp unto your feet. That means it lets you know where you are, so you can't find out where you are in God without going to His Word. Come on now. Because it's a lamp unto your feet. And then it's a light unto your path. In other words, it lets you know if you're on the right road or the wrong road, whether it's a big ditch or the end of the cliff at the end of your road, or you might have to make a course adjustment. You know, a course adjustment, you know, adjust your trajectory of your life. Now, that first scripture, glory to God. We know before you can go to it, but don't read it yet. In Galatians, you go there. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, don't read it yet. But see, some of you have not paused to think about it. All you've been doing is being pathetic. Oh, this is that. Oh, woe is me. Oh, the world's coming to an end. The sky is falling. Oh, everybody I know got the coronavirus 19, and some of them got coronavirus 20. Glory to God. This is happening. That you just seeing stuff, and you saying what you see. That's pathetic. And you're supposed to be a child of the King. You're supposed to be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word. Lord have mercy is another scripture. James 1, verse 22 and 25. To understand, it's not enough to hear the word, but you got to be a doer of the word. And some of you folk have not sat down to be a doer of the word. You have not examined yourself. You have not paused to think about it. This is a sealer moment. There is power in you adjusting your trajectory. There's power in you getting back on track. There is power in you seeing where God has you and where God wants you to go. If you don't understand that, you're going to blow it. instead of you being in a valley, and God's going to exalt the valley, Isaiah 40, verse 4, you're in a rut because you didn't pause to think about it. You didn't get to the word of God to have to be a lamp unto your feet to find out where you are in him. Mm. That some of you have said, look here, look, I'm just tired of being nice. I be nice to people and people taking advantage of me. So what did they do to Christ? And then you have the audacity to quote the scriptures, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of God, who loved me and gave faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. And you say this, and then you complain because somebody took advantage of you. They killed him, beat him, spat on him, put a thought on him, and you want, I just want to be Christ-like. You're perpetrating a hoax. You don't want to really be Christ-like because they're going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
When you do good, they're going to talk about you. Mm-hmm. When you do bad, they're going to say, see, I told you she wasn't for real. You know, they will talk about you no matter what. Don't worry about what people say, because their opinion and their words and 50 Cent won't even buy a cup of coffee.
Amen.
You better worry about what God say. That's why the seal of moment for you to pause and think about it. Where you are, what you gonna do? And some of you just, you say, well, I've been serving the Lord long time. You know, and you'd be singing a song. I've been running for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired yet. I've been running for Jesus a long time. I'm not tired yet. And then the first thing some folks start talking about, you say, I ain't going back to that church because Sister Jones talked about me. I ain't going back to that church because they gave me a small piece of the chicken. They gave a mother so-and-so a real big piece of the chicken. They gave me a little teeny piece. And if I had to pay the same price for my dinner, what kind of mess is that? Or you like the statement, no good deed goes unpunished. No Christian ought to say that. Now you can read that scripture, first scripture,
Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Don't be weary in doing the right thing, baby. You say, well, nobody appreciated me. They didn't call my name out. They didn't pat me on the back. Now, which reward would you want? You want an eternal reward or you want a momentary reward? Which one you want? Pastor Peter, you want a momentary reward or you want an eternal reward? Hallelujah. You know, it's important for you to understand. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The guys that in the mob that say, forget about it. Look, these folks don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. And look, when they do the wrong thing, that doesn't mean you stop doing the right thing. It's on them.
Amen.
You got to keep praying and keep pressing. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, you'll reap if you don't faint.
Amen.
If you faint not. In other words, if you don't quit, if you don't stop doing in due season, don't be weary. Or you say, well, I never get weary. You got to skip it. Go to, glory to God. Go to Isaiah 40. Wait a minute. Yes, Isaiah 40, verse 30, real quick. Yeah, let's go to that real quick. See, y'all say, well, I don't get weary. Look, that's why vacations are good for you pastors and deacons, everybody, whole family. That's why they had the Sabbath day. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, we keep it holy. But there's a day you got to rest. It said rest.
Amen.
Amen. Go read that 40 and 30.
Isaiah 40, verse 30. He giveth power, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
Did you say, well, I never get weary? Yes, you do. You may not admit it. Because sometimes it's kind of hard. You're doing the right thing all the time, and you ain't getting no pats on the back, you know, gratitude. In fact, some people you help out, they argue with you. You go out there, you, glory to God, you lend somebody $300, and you go to get your $300 back according to the agreement y'all made, and they fuss and argue at you because you asked them for the money back. You know, you get kind of weary at that kind of thing. That's why you got to stay in the Word, because where it says, you know, hallelujah, when you give out money, you know, give it and make sure you understand that if you don't get it back, it's okay. It's tight, but it's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you reap if you don't quit, if you don't give up. See, I know to God, and sometimes it looks bad. Say, I'm a Christian. It seems like, look, it's supposed to be better for me. Like it's all, everybody against me. Look, even when I come home, the dog barks at me. You know, this is bad. You got folk on the job talking about you. Then you come home and your faithful dog start barking at you. You know, you say, well, how can I win? Keep feeding the dog. Keep feeding him. He gonna be all right. He ain't crazy for real. He ain't gonna bite the hand that feeds him unless he's a pit bull. Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud. But anyway, normally the dog won't bite the hand that feeds him.
Amen.
So go ahead to God. But anyhow, don't stop doing what's right. Hallelujah. Go to read the next scripture.
Psalm 30, verse 5.
Read that.
For his anger endures but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yes. Look here. You've been doing good. You've been doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it seems like it's getting worse and better. You heard people say it gets darkest before the day. Weeping may, you going through stuff, you still don't hold on, and not hold on, but press on. Keep on doing what God said do. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, because you're doing it, and the tears coming out your eyes. But joy coming in the morning, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Jesus coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Blessings coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can see clearly now the rain. Oh, excuse me. I just lost myself for a minute. Look here. You got to understand. Hallelujah. Go through. The operable word is through. Yes, you may see. It may be a tunnel. It may be trials and tribulations. But look down. You see some light. And it's not the light of an oncoming train. It's the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read the next scripture.
Isaiah 60. Verses 1 and 2.
I like that. Read that.
Arise. Shine.
Hey.
For thy light is come.
Come on now. See, that's what it was. The light of the Lord. Come, keep on reading.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be upon thee.
I want you to understand it. If you don't quit, if you hold on, if you press on, hallelujah, because hold on, you're standing in one spot. Press on, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't be weary. Don't give up, hallelujah, and well-doing and doing what is right, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, you're going to reap. What are you reaping? You're reaping the harvest. See, you were planting seed, baby. That well-doing, hallelujah, you were planting seed. That's how you reap. You reap from what? From sowing. You sow good seed. Now, you can stop sowing good seed and sow some bad seed. Well, you're going to get a harvest on that, too. So I suggest you keep on sowing the good seed. Oh, yeah, sometimes you get weary. Hallelujah. But keep on pressing on. Hallelujah. The upward way. Come on now. Read the next scripture. Hallelujah.
Habakkuk 3:18-19.
Go ahead.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Hold on just a second. That's the morning. You're reaping. Hallelujah. The rise and shine. And this is what's happening in the morning. Keep on reading.
The Lord God, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places.
Your high places, your inheritance, what God has prepared for you. God's going to give it to you. That's what you're reaping, baby. Don't give up. Hold on. No, hold on. Press on. Hallelujah. God. I'm so used to saying hold on, but hold on. You're not going nowhere. Press on. Press on. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to, hallelujah. Hinds feet, that's deer feet. It seems like a deer can run up a mountain. I don't know how they do that, but they got sure feet. You're going to be sure footed in your kingdom walk. Hallelujah. You're talking about walking in the spirit. You're going to be dancing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I got to stop this. We're going to continue this on Wednesday. God bless you. Go ahead now. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts be accepted in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to send a communication to us, to send us the miracles that God has wrought in your life, you may send it to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast is over, the number is 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord God of your salvation.
Yeah.